Okay, so it's Sunday, hanging out with Lennox, watching some football, like some red-blooded heterosexual American men. He wants McDonald's. I say, no problemo. His go-to order is the 10-piece chicken nugget meal with a chocolate shake. He got a large this time. Doesn't like the sauce, although I always get sauce, then throw it in our fridge. Well, it will where it will sit and rot for 8 to 9 months, and at which point my wife will say we need to throw these away. But anyways, so getting maca, as they call it in Australia, for Len, and I'm like, well, I'm hungry too. I would like to eat, but I'm on track. It's post holidays, trying to get back these gains that I done lost. So I'm like, I need to do keto slash low carb slash paleo slash whatever. No sauce, no bread, essentially no fries, no fun. So I go through their menu, download the app, go through their menu. No salads. They haven't had salads for a few years. What the hell, brew? So I'm like, okay, I'll get a grilled chicken Sammy, no sauce, and then I'll only eat half the bun. They don't do grilled chicken either. They got the McChicken, they got their McCrisp, but it's all fried, it's all breaded. Like, what the heck? Ronald McDonald, if that is indeed your name, you clown freak. I could get a small bag of apple slices. No, I'm not a child. Or three half strips of bacon for 110 calories. Again, that sounds good, but McDonald's, back in the day, McDonald's did the circular bacon. Like a slice was a sphere, a circle, about the size of the palm of your hand. But now they do bacon strips and they're good. They're crispy, but it's not a lot of food going on there. So I go with the double cheeseburger and I get no pickles because pickles too often ruin a hamburger. So no pickles, extra onions, and I want to kind of health it up, throw as many vegetables on it as I can. So I get it. I add lettuce, and then you can also add tomatoes on there. Two slices of tomatoes, $3. Okay. And then if you want extra tomatoes, so I get four slices of Roma tomatoes, $6. Get the hell out of here. I'm trying to be healthy. It costs so much to be healthy. Thus, all the food deserts and all the junk food at Dollar Tree costs $4.59. So double cheeseburger, extra diced onions, no pickle with shredded lettuce. I also got a large sugar-free vanilla cappuccino. Ladies and gentlemen, for my beverage, double cheeseburger was $4.59. Shredded lettuce was free. Another oddity. Shredded lettuce was free. Tomatoes, a couple slices of tomatoes, $3. I got a large for beverage. I'm getting into cappuccinos. They're a good time. I like the foam in the end. Foam, something unique, something I can't reproduce at home easily. So I've been on a cappuccino kick lately, and plus it's not like super laden with calories and sugar if you go with the whole milk option. So large sugar-free vanilla cappuccino. McDonald's, their app sucks. It's slow, it's buggy, it crashes, it don't start. And they have this animated GIF of this French fries that jump up and down while it's like, if you were on a laptop, the spinning cursor where your computer's thinking, or it takes a minute, takes a second to compute, if you will. Their thing is animated French fries. Like they jump up and down. They do, do thinking, working, working. But it's mocking you. It's saying, ha ha. You don't have the latest iPhone 16 or the $1,200 Samsung phone. Got a musty, crusty Moto G. And So our app takes forever. It's a pain in the butt. But in the app, there's a coupon, 20% off when you spend at least $10. Lennox's Nuggy Meal, my Cheeseburger, and Cappuccino. No Cappuccino. Yes, Cappuccino. 20% off, I save $4. So the cappuccino is $3.89. Drove over there to grab the food. Food was ready almost right when I walked in. Drinks took a little longer for whatever reason. Just a minute or two longer. Not a big deal. So the beverages come. And my thing is in a huge, like, soda cup. The clear plastic cup for the soda machine, which they have free refills, all that stuff. And so I'm like, is this a cappuccino? I don't, because the McCafe, it's their interpretation on coffee and Java and all that. So I got it and I thought, okay, I guess this is a cappuccino, whatever. Come to find out, I hop back on their app after I get home. And it's not a cappuccino. Well, the picture on their website is like a little coffee cup and has foam on it. It looks hot, or it looks like it should be hot. And my thing, I got an iced coffee with a lot of ice. I'm assuming there was milk in there. It didn't taste sweet, so there wasn't any syrup in there. And it was fine, but it might have been 400 calories. And the cappuccino with sugar-free vanilla was 160 calories. So Ronald McDonald out here trying to mess up my gains. So I did what every real courageous brave man does. I hopped on Twitter and I tweeted at them, I ordered a cappuccino and I got this. What's up with that? They told me to slide into their DMs and give them more details. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. The least I expect is a coupon for a free drink and for that employee to be fired for this grievous error for my trauma. So I got the double cheeseburger and I got rid of the bottom bun because the top bun is where the mayonnaise is where the condiments are, ketchup, mustard, etc. So that's stuck to the meat, to the cheeseburger part. But the top bun is way more fluffy, pillowy, soft, shiny, yummy. So I had happily jettisoned the bottom bun. And then I got a knife and fork because trying to eat an open-faced sandwich or a hamburger with only half the bun, It's a mess. It's going to be a mess if you try to eat it with your hands. So I did have to eat a hamburger with a knife and fork. And usually I'm way more street than that. I'm way more hood, way more gangsta. I'm not some fancy pretty boy. But for this, I made an exception. And it was good. It was good. McDonald's unique taste. It all came together. Lovely. The cheese, the ketchup, the mustard, shredded lettuce, grayish meat, but it's protein. It's going straight to my biceps, so not a big deal. Again, they're keto. You can customize it, and you can be on track and be low carb and paleo and keto if you want at McDonald's while still enjoying it. And it was a good time. Okay, well, that's it. Bye-bye. Okay, addendum. My total cost was $18.95. I saved $4.37 with the 20% off coupon inside the app. A large cappuccino was $3.89. And mom, don't listen to this part. Fast forward. But recently, I've paid for a large cappuccino, I've paid $7, over $7. So $3.89 is a bargain, or the $7 one is a highway robbery. Probably both are true. McDonald's, so I had my cappuccino. It was really a large iced coffee, and Lennox's shake. And I was by myself getting it for pickup, and they gave me a drink holder. They have a two drink holder. Back in the day, they used to just have the four, and it was like a rugged cardboard material, and you easily throw one drink if you want to put it in your passenger seat. You could throw two drinks on there, three drinks, but they have a drink holder that can take two. It's a little flimsy, not very durable, but it worked. Len finished his fries. His two McNuggies left. They're currently on our counter. And he drank some of his shake, and the rest of the shake is in the fridge. I would say put it in the freezer, but we have one of those bottom freezers, and it would hard to maneuver it and keep it upright in our lower drawer freezer. McDonald's has yet to contact me. I slid into their DMs and said, how are you going to make this up to me for all the pain you've caused me with this iced coffee instead of the cappuccino I got? They haven't gotten back to me yet, but they're probably, much like Starbucks, they're probably a bunch of Zionists anyways, okay? So I'm no longer supporting them. Okay, that's it.